Yeah, what's up, man? This is Tuesday, June the 25th. Yo, what's up? I'm home now. I'm sitting in my room. And I went out to tour a little town on my day off. I went in to around Charleston. Really, Charleston's not too interesting, but it's a little better, but I see a lot of stuff. They did a lot of changes around. Not as enthusiastic as I'm thinking of. And I get to see a lot of people. A lot of people still the same thing. Not usually everything. Well, not usually everything. I was just like, went up there by Walmart and check up and get me some new plug to charge my phone. So, but enough that we're just talking about general life and stuff. And the same thing, general life and stuff. And things goes on. Like, really, I don't know, I'm usually too much off to say so much. I was just thinking, like, let's just talk some general stuff, like, general things. You know, I got this little fetish I'm talking about. Oh, man. I just don't know why. We were just talking about everything. You know, when you think of, when you, like, you want to have it, watching so much porn, and just like you got that temptation, you want to look at porn, and look like you just don't want to stop looking at porn. And like, man, is this porn is worth looking at stuff? And I'm just saying, man, I don't know. Sometimes you don't get a habit of just thinking about looking at porn, but sometimes porn is not as boring. But it just make you want to go to sleep. Makes you want to go to sleep. Some porn is not as hard a good one, but it's not as that good. And I was just thinking, I was just saying that Christiana Brown and Bravo, she said Robot's doing pretty good. She's doing pretty, pretty good, some say. But this is not the point of what I'm just really saying in general. That we lose a lot of black-owned business. We need some black-owned business to thrive. I mean, I still say white people still take the interest of towns away. But we do need some black-owned business to keep us afloat, to keep the town more interesting. And I wish we could see to get more black-owned business. I mean, I love to see more of it. I don't want to see it losing. And I just don't want to see. I want to see black people create their own business. If we can create our own business, just look and see how we can create our own business. We can create our own business by the first thing we can start doing is we got to support our young brothers and sisters. We got to support everybody and everybody as a whole. We got to have a product that we can be able to sell. If we can have a product that be able to sell, something that can be able to sell. Not just the same old thing. Not the same old thing that people are tied up. But we need different ideas. Different ideas. Something that people ain't never tried up before. But you gotta get an idea of something that people never try out. and you want something to sell, most of your stuff that people are going to sell the same thing. And people just tired of boring. Some people just tired of eating the same food. And people just tired of because it's getting boring. Because we don't have no ideals anymore. Or sometimes we just run out of ideals and we can't think of ideals. We can't think of ideals on our own. Some people don't have no more adventures because we lost more ideas. I mean, you can try to make a recipe. A cook can try to make a recipe, something, and make it good and special. But it's mostly the same idea. All they did is add stuff to it. Just like, really, we don't have the ideas. I'm not in the plan, not. It's mostly going to be the same thing. So that's what I'm saying. Really nothing I can tell you is nothing there, nothing's gonna be the same. It's just like the same intro, like people go to Starbucks. I'ma drink coffee. I'ma try Nitro Brew. All it is, Nitro Brew. It's not the same thing, it's just the same thing. They add a little nitro to the cold brew. That's about all they did. They add stuff to the thing. Think is that they change the sun and it's still just basically the same. So they really not adding really nothing. Just basically stuff the same. So, it's not basically stuff the same. So, as I would just say, why would people just give up? Some people never try to give up their own dream. They never give up their own dream because it's like they never can give up. They always try to see things happen. They always try to make things like really happen. They try to make things good. Because you know, you got to make them good. You got to make it good. You got to make things good. If you want to make things good in this world, you can't let nobody else take your pride away. That's the thing. Don't let nobody take your pride away, bro. It's like, let's try to sell what's good. You can make a business, sometimes not happen. Sometimes it falls, sometimes you come back again. Sometimes you try, but you always succeed. That's the answer, always succeed. You succeeded. You see the thing in life. I know that's your passion and livelihood, but just you never did give up. You always succeed. It's the main thing, always succeed in life. Sometimes it might be the same thing, but you succeed very well in life. So, it's just like 3 points I'm just telling you, but you always succeed in life. You see the happiness. And like I was just saying, I saw Bobby Drayton. Man, that dude, it looks like he really did fall off a lot. Man. I see that dude really fall off a lot, man. I just like, wow. Amazing. Then I heard Steve had one eye. Can't see out of one eye. Oh, man. And the whole SM family, they was good people. And at this spot, my two favorite two ladies. I like my two favorite two women on the whole wide world. Gloria and Arlene. I love them two ladies. They're my love of the world. And I love them dearly. So Suarez can pitch him in the two things on my phone. Because. And I like to say to my daughter, Quancatello, I said, baby, I love you. Hope you do well in school. I know I was always not there for your needs. I just hope I ain't no girl is pregnant out there. I'm just praying, hope not to. Hoping that the woman's pregnant. Don't have no babies out there in the world. Because it's hard to raise children on your own. But it's just pretty sad. And I'm just sitting alone. I try not to drink and try not to be too stressed in life. So, I'm just telling you, like, that's about all my story, because I don't want to hold up too long. So, peace and love and happiness.